Imagine a life where you're not always in control of what you do or say. You might randomly shrug your shoulders, constantly repeat certain words when you speak, or even suddenly begin cursing for no apparent reason. This is Tourette's syndrome. It is estimated that about 200,000 people in the US have the most severe form of Tourette's. Not surprisingly, the condition is often detrimental to a person's social life, and people with Tourette's can easily be written off by the rest of society. Meet Cheryl Diamond. She is 44 years old. She lives with her roommates in the Valley, has a boyfriend, and a job. She also has Tourette's. In the minutes to come, you'll get to know Cheryl not through her disability, but through what she likes. And you'll notice she likes a lot of things. But first, let's start from the beginning. Cheryl was born at...
in a hospital with my mom and dad.
Where did you go to school?
I go to Leishman a long time ago. I senior and everything. I graduated high school.
Like many of us, Cheryl went on to get a job after high school. She is part of New Horizons, a nonprofit group that helps people with disabilities find work. You'll hear more in Cheryl's own words, but to be clear, she essentially helps put labels on products. And no surprise, it's something she likes doing. Here's Cheryl.
Okay, I go New Horizons. I do environments. I'm doing to put glue on a paper. I like my job. I like the people. I like my boss.
That's good. What's your boss's name?
Margie.
Next, Cheryl's going to tell you about life with the 21X Foundation. The foundation has helped her live independently as an adult. She has roommates, they do activities, and as Cheryl will tell you, they can even get on each other's nerves sometimes. But let's listen. Cheryl lives at...
Lonely House. I have a roommate, her name is Gittle. Gittle is Esther, Leandra, and Tina, and Jonathan, and Gittle. Gittle is sneezing every night.
Does that wake you up and stuff? Is it?
Yeah. It keeps me up all night, go to the bathroom, everything. I'm doing activities at athletic programs every Saturday. It's great. I love it there. I love my cup of water. I love Sophie and Alex too.
Here, Cheryl tells you about some of her favorite things.
Yeah, I like movies. I like Bambi because of the cartoon movie. I like Bambi. I like Cinderella. Everything, Cinderella and Disney movies.
So tell me more about Michael Jackson. You like him?
Yeah, and I got you.
I love Michael Jackson.
And I got Bambi.
And Bambi, yeah. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
I like Beat It and Rock and Roll.
Cheryl enjoys competing in the Special Olympics. She participates in a game called Bocce Ball. It's an Italian game that's kind of like bowling. Basically, a player has to roll a ball about the size of a softball and get it as close as possible to a target ball. Cheryl has medaled in this event.
I do bocce ball.
Bocce ball. What is that?
Throw the ball like that. Because I don't want to run no more in a different sport. Because I don't like the other special thing. I'm running and everything. I don't want to fall again. I get a medal, everything.
Did it make you feel happy or good or?
I'm very happy.
By now, you've learned that there are a lot of things that make Cheryl happy. But there is one group of people Cheryl really loves, her boyfriend and family. A heads up, there were some technical issues during this part of recording, which meant that I had to repeat some questions to Cheryl, so you'll hear her get frustrated with me. But here she is to tell us about the people who mean the most to her.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Define.
And how old is he?
I told you 67.
What does he look like?
I told you he was glasses in a wheelchair. My boyfriend's doing fine. My boyfriend's doing fine. I love him, and I don't want to get married right now because I'm too young. Everything.
You know, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta take it slow.
Yeah. I have parents. I have my mom, Barbara, and Larry Diamond. I love them. I went with them yesterday to Starbucks. I like the Comet of the Chino. I have two brothers, one sister-in-law, and one niece, and one nephew. Two nieces and one nephew. I'm in the middle. I visit my mom and dad every holidays. I'm not eating too much because I don't want to gain weight though. I don't want to gain weight.
What is most important for you in your life? Is it your family? Or...
yeah, my family.
Why is that?
Because I love them.
And that is Cheryl Diamond, a woman with friendships, accomplishments, doubts, favorite songs, and love. It's been said that the only disability in life is a bad attitude. So if that's the case, then perhaps Cheryl is different from how the rest of the world sees her. Just Like Us is a student-produced documentary series produced in partnership with the 21X Foundation and Lancer Radio Network from the campus of Pasadena City College, lancerradio.org.